Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
My husband thinks he's from Texas.
I've seen pictures.
He's my Texan 315-er. Seriously, he wears boots. That he has not one, but two pairs of cowboy boots. And one of them had so many holes in the bottom, it cost me a pretty penny to fix them. But
well, he's wearing them a lot, then.
I think he thinks he's from... In fact, we've just spent the last few weeks in Texas because...
My little Yiddish cowboy?
Yeah, instead of going to Florida, he actually got a homestead in Texas.
Wow.
Serious? You're going to Texas instead of Florida?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just spending... He's working there. I'm not living in Texas. I'm not ready.
No.
It is a different country out there.
It's a different country.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've lived in Texas.
Everything's bigger. The hair is bigger.
Everything.
The faces are tighter. Texas toast, but it's the weather is really nice in the winter, and he's got a lot of business down there, and so I'm a good wife, and he comes with me. But I think he fancied himself a Texan a long time ago. I said, "What do you think? You're John Wayne?" Sometimes he talks really slow. Keep up with me, baby.
Does he go into a draw when he's down there?
He does. Let me tell you,
it's easy.
He says, "Y'all."
Like,
what? Who are you? You're from Geneva.
Do you wear a cowboy hat?
Geneva, New York.
What's that?
Does he wear the cowboy hat? Though?
I think that's coming next.
Yeah, because like, once a cowboy hat, you're done. You're done when he gets that.
It's so much fun to wear.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, he has a mighty big head. That's why he belongs in Texas.
What happens when you put the hat on? You get the draw. It just sort of comes.
Yeah. And he likes to do things like let's drive out and see where the barbecue is, and he finds like remote barbecue places.
Good barbecue in Texas.
It's barbecue. It tastes like barbecue to me. Wherever he goes, isn't this the best barbecue? I'm like, tasted like the barbecue we had for breakfast.
I know. I love barbecue, but they all taste the same to me.
Hey, doesn't
it? Everyone tastes the same to me.
It's not the same.
Look at she lived in Texas.
Brisket.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.